The Pumpkin Patch by Cassie Winter. Maybe they close down this year and we won't have pumpkins for Halloween, my father's annual joke surfaces. But for the past 18 years and 18 jokes, the Pumpkin Patch has greeted us with open arms and plentiful pumpkins. The familiar sweet and sickly smell of cow manure floats into our family car driving through Monroe in the crisp October breeze. We drive on a long, winding road past farms stocked full of cows and horses as we take our yearly visit to the Pumpkin Patch. We laugh and chat, watching the scenery pass by.
But that ice cream is the best part of the
As
usual, the bright orange pumpkin sign greets us and points us into a muddy parking lot next to a white and gray speckled horse, which announces our arrival with a neigh. I step out in my old beat-up tennis shoes, which are welcomed by thick mud. One continuous factor of the Pumpkin Patch is a thick and deep mud. Every visit includes an extra change of clothes and an old pair of shoes to minimize the amount of mud that takes the trip home with us. We walk over to the awaiting tractor, rumbling with impatience, and we ride down to the pumpkins, which polka dot the green grass sporadically. Ravines of old tractor tracks make a bumpy ride, but that's just part of the fun. The tractor always has to plow downhill through ankle-deep mud as our comfortable behinds rest on hay. Not only does this tradition run deep in memories, but the long car ride there and back is a chance for everybody in my family to slow down in order to catch up. We spend those rides laughing, talking, and enjoying the beautiful October colors. A more newly formed tradition is stopping at the local Monroe Cafe to buy ice cream after our arduous pumpkin hunt. Now the fun doesn't end at the pumpkin patch. Like many others, we take our pumpkins home, give them a quick shower, clean out the pumpkin guts, and carve our individual decorations. Although neither my sisters nor I go trick-or-treating anymore, we still look forward to handing out candy to the witches and pumpkins that visit our door. Halloween is always a fun, decorative holiday that we celebrate in our own way, that hopefully will continue for years.